Australia Day is upon us, and so too the debate about whether to celebrate or not, as it is a very divisive issue. Yet, how do we break out of that cyclical argument? Believe it or not, one English city might offer a solution. It was embroiled in a Black Lives Matter debate because of its links to the slave trade. So a group of local experts got together, and its report offers guidance on how cities can tackle contentious social issues. Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins reports from Bristol.
In the city of Bristol, there's a name you can't avoid, Edward Colston. On street signs, pubs and even schools are public tributes to the 17th century slave trader born in the city. Joanna Birch Brown is from Bristol's History Commission.
He became very famous in Bristol after his death because he gave quite a lot of money to churches and schools. And what wasn't talked about as much was Colston's role in slavery. Colston was a leading officer and investor in the Royal African Company during the height of its monopoly on Britain's slave trade.
Over the years, the namesake has made some residents uncomfortable and others downright angry. At the height of the 2020 Black Lives Matter rallies, dozens of protesters toppled the statue. It forced the city to start a tough conversation about who should be memorialised in their town. Here's Cleo Lake, a lifelong Bristolian, the former Lord Mayor, an advocate for the Countering Colston movement.
And actually, the name that used to, you know, hurt me so much and traumatise me, it feels like it can no longer hurt me because I know that, you know, the mainstream is starting to acknowledge the harm that was done. And finally, as someone of African descent, I feel that there's more empathy towards our journey.
After the downing of his memorial, the council started a history commission to lead work on reimagining the city's public spaces. But everyone was operating without a guidebook. Now a team of experts from Bristol University have developed a framework for any organisation trying to tackle these contentious issues. Marie-Annick Gornet is one of the authors.
Our guidance is providing a much more systematic approach in terms of making sure the process is inclusive, participative, transparent, with a commitment to justice and evidence-based. So these are some of the key principles which we feel is really important.
Joanna Birch Brown says the report recommends creating citizen juries who hear evidence and then together make recommendations about issues affecting their community.
So there's research showing that diverse groups of non-experts actually come to better decisions on a lot of complex social problems than homogenous groups of experts.
The Colston Arms pubs decided to hold a public vote, asking all its regulars to consider what it should be called. It's now being renamed the Open Arms. Another of the report's authors, Ben Stevenson, says the key to creating change is having all parties feel represented.
Polarisation's a dead end, you know. If we're just constantly having these polarised arguments, then we don't get anywhere. And what we need to do is have much, much sort of more participatory conversations.
This is Isabella Higgins in Bristol, reporting for AM.